this ego with its sense of doership. You did something to me, so I hate you. That finger pointing, without realizing that in life things happen, sometimes pleasure, many times pain. That is the design of duality. And everyone is an instrument through whom what is meant to happen happens, which is what our Bhagavad Gita is all about. A book for daily living. But we tend to read a verse and say the Gita says this. And that is precisely what Lord Krishna told Arjuna. You are saying, I refuse to fight. I'm not going to fight my preceptors. I'm putting my bow and arrow down. You've been trained to be a warrior all your life. You were born into a warrior clan. You have been prepared for this moment. Now you feel, I am doing something. And with that pride and arrogance, you say, I am going to put down my foot. But you don't realize that I, Krishna, as the Lord of time, have already killed that. You are the instrument, the most appropriate instrument, through whom the killing will happen. So pick up your bow and arrow and fulfill your dharma. So Arjuna accepted that my action is ordained by the source, which I thought was my action. And all this baggage which the thinking mind carries throughout the day, going into the dead past of what people did to me, what they said to me, how much hurt they have caused me, or going into an imaginary future, what could happen, what if this one says this, what if this one does this to me. That baggage of the thinking mind is what we are carrying to our grave. A dead past or an imaginary future. People walking on the street are so consumed by their thinking that they are not present to the act of walking. So these wisdom teachings destroy this thinking mind, which is based on doership. And the mind is awakened. When there is work to be done, it is done to the best of one's ability because no thinking is included. My teacher would give this example of a surgeon who is operating on someone. The surgeon has to use all his faculties, all his experience in this moment to conduct the operation in the best possible way. That is the working mind. He is fully present. Now, just before this surgery, a fellow doctor comes and tells him, hey, you better be careful. This is a politician you're operating on. If something goes wrong, your career is over. Now the surgeon starts thinking, my God, I better be careful, And what was supposed to be a pure surgery is now stained by this thinking mind going into an imaginary future. What if? What if I do something wrong? What will be the consequences? And what could have been a pristine and pure operation is now clouded by the mind dancing all over the place.